nun bin ich dann Brethren. So even if you will be mich dann Brethren, so still be mit der Erde. Because a contrary, not the cause of the war, but a contrary, so there is Mutter. So maybe we don't have to begin. Since the Erde will be Mutter, we don't want to be mich dann Brethren, so maybe some Dezember will not get there, Otto Red. Otto will be mich dann Brethren. Maschenke, du bin mich dann nicht bezähle. Maschenke, du bin mich dann nicht. Machenke, du bin mich dann nicht bezähle. Du bin mich dann nicht bezähle. Belach. Du bin mich dann nicht belach bezähle. That is also. Why? Not per se. Not that there is anything wrong per se. Because of Exele. If we allow him, let's say, he wants to pour in cold soup into that cave. That cave was used for cooking chazer, and the bale, treifle, dam, and chile, everything. And now, he wants to pour, it's a clean pot. You look at it, you examine it, it looks clean. You don't see any grease. And he wants to pour cold soup. Cold soup in that pot. So we tell him, no. Why not? Because if we are to allow him to pour cold soup in the pot, so maybe half an hour later I will decide to pour hot soup in the pot, and then it will be muffled, all the bria of chilet and dam and chazer and the dreif and everything, and it will be absorbed by the hot soup, so they were really easier. So that's why it was. Alright. So that's the first thing that the Rambam mentions, according to task correction. The task correction. But then there is a second thing. The second thing that the Rambam mentions according to task correction is oy moy palakli rad bitzeinen, if the pot, the plate, never was belayda, but it was only used in sabitzeinen. So what does it mean? In other words, oh, it doesn't mean that blindly he can cover his eyes and be maniach dovotzeni lach b'le'adoche. It means if he takes a look, he examines the pot or the plate and he sees it's clean. So there is no reason as to why we shouldn't allow him to be mishtamech dovotzeni to pour cold soup. Why not? It's a clean pot. So what's wrong with pouring cold soup in? It has a bria, but it's cold soup. So cold soup, and here is Lachayach to say, if we allow him to pour cold soup, maybe he'll pour hot soup. Because even if he'll pour hot soup, nothing will happen. He doesn't have a clear officer. He doesn't have a clear officer. So the male is me. This is what he said. Alright. This is the pshat in the Ramah according to the task collection. But the Ramah doesn't say it. The Ramah doesn't say it. And I mean, it's very improbable that the Ramah meant that, because then the difficulty will be eliminated from this Agolas Ramah. But how about the Ramah in Akimeshe? How about the Ramah in Tereshatos? So it seems that the right girl saying the Ramah is the way it appears now. And the Shach doesn't like the task correction in the Ramah. Vidavke, so we have to understand. Vidavke dobo shenish beilach yuchis chas. Abo dobo yomish manish. In the bola hakli rab bitzeinim. So according to the text in our Ramah, the Ramah is not matir to be mishtamish dobo yomish bitzeinim if the keilah has a gli of his. But only if the keilah was mishtam. Abo dobo yomish manish. In the bola hakli rab bitzeinim. Mutal aniya vidobo yomish. So there is a certain expression in the Ramah that requires explanation. In Rebola Hakli Rad Bitzenen, what does it mean? Isn't it a Tatar Yisasre Monevshah? If it was used Bitzenen, so it wasn't Belaya altogether. And if it was Belaya, so it must have been used Bechamen. So what does it mean? In Rebola Hakli Rad Bitzenen. So the Shach says that the Pshat in the Ramah is, in Rebola Hakli Rad Bitzenen means it was Belaya. But the bria took place not for ham, not for entry, but it was took place through tzeinim. How is it possible? Kodesh. There is a possibility that the keilah should be bleya bikulay through tzeinim. If you soak something for 24 hours in cold, so then it is bleya. So in other words, the Rambo is referring, the Rambo is not referring to a case. Or the Rambo is not referring to a case where it wasn't Belayah altogether. If the Kele Shalitzer wasn't Belayah altogether, then it's not even a Kele Shalitzer. If it was Nishtamish B'tzeine, so then it means that nothing was Nivlai the Kele. You might have some grease adhering to the surface, so that's like grease is a bed. So that's not even called the Kele Shalitzer. When do you call it the Kele Shalitzer if it has Beruah of Israel? But if it has just grease, it's an unclean pot, you didn't wash it out, that's not the Kele Shalitzer. That's a Kele Shalitzer that has Israel in it. It's like a plate that you put the veil in it. So it's the Kele Shalitzer, not the Kele Shalitzer. If you put a cold sandwich or plate in a plate, so does the plate become a Kele Shalitzer? It's not become a Kele Shalitzer. You have to wash it out, that's all, to clean it up. So the Rambo talks of a Kele Shalitzer. So he says, Avo nidav kido vashim yidulak lukasas. Avo gobo yobishmanish. Im li bolak li rad bitzeinen. If the Kele is a Kele Shalitzer, what does it mean the Kele Shalitzer? It was Belayah Yisrael. How was it Belayah Yisrael? Not too late. It was Belayah Yisrael through Kovulunj, through Moliach. Not too late. So then, you are allowed to put a Dovayobish Lidamre in there. A Dovayobish Lidamre, not a Dovalach. A Dovalach, you're not allowed to put in it. A Dovalach. Even though it's in, why not? So the answer is because if you put a Dovalach in Ochname, it should be allowed in Kaline to put in a Dovalach. In the bits that is seinen, in the kele that is not reseach, because no plate can be placed. But if you put in dovalach, let's say a cold soup in a kele that absorbed, in which the veilin was soaked for 24 hours, if you, let's say, from 6 o'clock Sunday morning till Monday 6 o'clock, you kept the veilin soaked in that kele. And now it is Monday, so it already has the glee of the veil. So you're not allowed to put cold soup, to pour cold soup into that kele. Even though there is nothing wrong per se in pouring cold soup, because the veil that is balua will not be flat from the cold soup, but it's still also to pour cold soup into that kele that has a glee. Or of the veil in it through kabush, because of its era, if we allow him to pour cold soup, so 5 minutes later he'll pour hot soup, because of that era. So the question arises, why is it muter to put it over your veg? In it. Why is it mutter to put it over your veg in it? So you can say, you can give the same explanation. As we said, as we explained, there are more according to the task correction. In other words, so it over your veg, so it's not a fact per se, it should be alright to fill it up with cold soup. But to fill it up with cold soup, you're not allowed. Why not? Because you're not allowed to fill it up with cold soup because of a Zeyre that might allow him to fill it up with cold soup, maybe he'll fill it up with hot soup. So even if you will put the same Yomish in a hot state, there is no catastrophe, because after all, the Mechaber and the Chamor passed in the ways that the Eved, where it's only Asus can agree to, so the Eved is in with it. But then the question arises, it was all right, this was all right according to the task correction, but according to the way the text appears here, so it's not all right, because the Rambam spells out in the Bola HaKlirak Vitzene, only if the Bliya took place through Kovush Arik Mushul, but if the Bliya took place through Mevushul Mamesh, then it's Osea, so let him be Materet, even if the Bliya took place through Mevushul Mamesh, so that's the business why the Taz needed a correction, so you can say that Pshat in the Taz correction, but in the Rambam you cannot say it. So the question arises, why is he matir only to be mishtamish in Dovayovich if the Kele was Belayah Yisrael B'tzeinah, to Kovush? but not if the Kehle was Galeah for Bishop. Why not? Even if the Kehle was Galeah for Bishop. So we cannot mention that explanation that we gave in the Taz. In the Taz it's a light, because the Taz changes the gears. So according to the Taz, so then even if it was used behind him, I'll be Bishop. So it's still moved out to be Mishtamish, Hidom, Yom, Yishnia. But according to the Ramos, Gios, say here. Yeah. So if it was used, Bechame, Mamesh, Al Bisho, if you cook the veil in it, you're not allowed to put Hidom, Yom, Yishnia. Hidom, Yom, Yishnia, let's say a cold apple in that part. You're not allowed to put a cold apple in that part. Why not? So we have to listen. Now, the parsha of Matthew, we have the halacha of Geulah Midian. So the Torah says, "Aches Azor, Besa Kosev, Besa Mchishes, Besa Barza, Besa Abdil, Besa Yifores, Kol Dobor Hashem Yovei Boeish, Ta'aviru Boeish." He told it. "Arbe Benino Yishat." Now, what does it mean, "Arbe Benino Yishat"? So, Rashi says, "Mifipshu Tein Chitu Zer Mitarim Et Masmes." The Pshu Lishom Mikro means, according to literal meaning, it means if, let's say, zov, kesef, metal, any metal, came in contact with the mess, so then you have to sprinkle the main ego, the ifapor, on the third day and on the seventh. That's the tradition. He says, "Ach, the Rabbi Seinu, dor shel mikan shaf yachshiro mino yizer, hatov tfilo lichuli matres." What the drash of Chazal is that even ishato, that if you buy kelim from a goyim, you have to be matched. Now, so according to Rashi, it's a droshim boy. According to Rashi, it's a droshim boy. According to the Rambam, and the Rambam, it's only as machte. And if you ask kelim, even if you matches, it's only be the same thing. According to the Rambam, and the Rambam. According to Rashi, and the other Rishayim, it's a deraisi. But only by matras is what I say. By schuchis, everybody agrees that it's only Rabbanon. I mean, that goes without saying. But by matras, so it's a droshik mule, so it is required, really is required in the rice. Through the kind of rice. Anyway, this is the drash of Chazal, Amunida Yishato, that you have to be tailored, came that you buy from a gold. So, wash the possibility as well. כל דבר אשר יומי ואיש לך, תעבירו ואיש מתואר, אבל מי לא יסחתו, וכי מה של יומי ואיש תעבירו במועים. Now let's see what is the truth of it, according to Rashi. So Rashi says, the first, we have two helps. The first step of the Pasuk, the first step of the Pasuk, the ratio of the Pasuk is, כל דבר אשר יומי ואיש, תעבירו ואיש מתואר. That's the ratio. The same for the Pasuk is, וכי מה של יומי ואיש, תעבירו במועים. So according to Rashi, Kol Dovor Asher Yovei Boeish means anything that was used by the goyim, by the midyanim, in a hot state, let's say a spit, a shput, a frying pan, or even a pot. A pot is also used in a hot state. They are all used on fire, but there is one difference. A spit is used on fire directly, without the medium of water. And let's say pot, so when you boil something in pot, so you use it through the medium of water. So the halacha is in order to kasher it. So in order to kasher a spit, a shput, you have to be mulavin it. Limon, until you say it's a mitzvah, like the sparks are produced. But in order to kasher a pot that was the way of Yisrael, so you don't have to be mulavin it. All you have to do is to be moderate. In other words, if you let water boil and overflow, So according to Rashi, Kodob Rashi Yomi Beish includes both types of kele. A kele like a shput that requires a little gomo, and the kele like a gdevo that requires a gom. Everything in this Yomi is Boreish. Kodob Rashi Yomi Beish, anything that was used on fire, What is used on fire? Is wood is used on fire. A boiler is used on fire, and the pot is also used on fire. Every tradition is used on fire. So kol davar asher b'beis, whether it's a shpud or a tevor, tavir b'beis. So kiderach tashmish in kachach shel. So how is tavir b'beis? If it is a shpud and the tashmish was on fire directly, so you have to be lavna. If it is a tevor and the fire and it was used on fire indirectly through the medium of water, so then. So Taviru Reish also by being modeled in a pot that stands on fire. So the ratio of the posik, according to Rashi, includes both types of tailing. So the types of tailing that require a gomo and the type of tailing that require a gomo. That's the ratio of the posik. Then the Abimidu is Hato means that even the king Tomei, so with the traditional mikro, the Torah tells us, it requires Hazorim Gimel design. Then the same of the posik, according to Rashi. Vidak is the matters. So according to Rashi, the safe of the posik is expressive of the mitzvah of tefillah scale. So the ratio of the posik deals with kelim that were nishtamish becham. So they require libum hagole, and then tefillah. Mashen kei chol ha-shaloi olivei, something that the goyim, the Midianites, didn't want in Mishtamish Becham. They were Mishtamish Becham, so they only required Tavir. That's all. Tavir Bamoy. That's all. Nothing else. Only Tavir Bamoy requires them. So according to Rashi, the ratio of the posik is expressive of Hechsha Kelim, of Libum and Nagore. The same of the posik is expressive of Tavir. The Ramban says, as far as the ratio of the posik, the Ramban is Pekush. So he agrees with Rashi and the explanation of the ratio of the posik, that the ratio of the posik is expressive of Hechsha Kelim, of Libun and Hakoleh, and the same from the posik, so he says, doesn't deal with Tvilas Kelim, because Tvilas Kelim is only the Rabbanon. True, the Gemore, the Gemore mentions the Drosha Abu Midon Yisrato, so the Gemore mentions Tvilas Kelim, that's Asmach. But in the right sense, there is no such thing as Tvilas Kelim. The mattress that you buy from a goy do not require Tvilas. That's the Rambam Shita also. So what does the safe of the posik deal with? It tells us something else. That the right saying in Sanhedrin, in Avizor. The Gemara in Avizor says that if somebody buys Kelim from a goy, so if the kelim are kelim that were used by the goy, he had stain, so then he has to be madled, and then he has to be madled. But if the kelim that he bought from the goy are cases, glasses, plates, something that a fork, spoons, some kelim that were not used by the goy in a hot state, that were only used in a cold state, so matichon b'mayim. So Madbichon B'mayim. So Tvilas Kelim is not even mentioned. Here it doesn't say Tvile. So the Torah says, according to Ramban, the Torah says as follows. The ratio of Posik of Gimel says, Kol Tov Rashi Olivech, like Rashi, anything that is used in that state by the Goy, whether it was used directly on fire like Ishput, or it was used indirectly through the medium of water, like Beretz, like Pats, so Taviru Beish, you have to be machsheret on fire. How are you to be machsheret? If it's a shpud, you have to be machsheret by subjecting it to the gomo. If it is a deiro, you have to be machsheret by boiling it in water in a kelim deiro on top of fire. So anyway, it's Taviru Beish. But if the kelim that you got from the midyon was killed by cases, glasses that were only used in tzeinen, so then Taviru Bamoy, so then you have to be Madiach. на цвета, цвета с драбон. Ешто дума дих. Ешто дума дих. Ора, те са рамбан с пшат. Now the smart, he says as follows, he explains the posik. Could the ratio of the posik called Dovar Asher Yobi Boi Shtabi Boi Shvitoi has reference to a king like a spoon, a spit, something that is used directly on fire, a boil, let's say. So anything that was used by the boy, by the Midian, directly on fire like a spoon, is Tabi Boi, she has to be loved, let him be normal, until sparks are produced. But something that was used in hot state, but not on fire directly. Let's say in veil, through the medium of water, you dump them in boiling water on top of fire. So the ratio of the posse called the smart is expressive of the being of living God, vis-a-vis shpud, something that is used directly on fire. And the same from the posse called the smart. Is expressive, deals with deities, yo-yo. I mean something that is used in a hot state, but not on fire directly, not something like shput, but like a pot, a deo, that is used in the medium of water. So that requires hagole. So what does Tabiru Bamayi mean, hagole? Not cold water. According to the Ramban, it means Tabiru Bamayi in cold water, you'll rinse it under the faucet in cold water. So according to the smart, it means Tabiru Bamayim, you dump them in boiling water and fire. In boiling water and fire. Now, Rashi's pshat, we understand. So the first step of the pasuk, the range of the pasuk, is expressive of the din of Libun and Nagore. The same of the pasuk is expressive of the din of Tfilah, and Tfilah is been raised by matters. The smart shot is also not difficult. Why? Because the smart, the call it smart. So the range of the posik is expressive of ribun, and the same of the posik is expressive of agon. But according to the Ramban shot, so the same of the posik is expressive of this aloha mentioned in the more and amizore, if wokach cases, doroshitash missional litzenon, so matichon dumai. What's the purpose of a batichon demayi? To remove a speck. To remove, in other words, even if it's clean. So even if it's clean, so it might still have, even if it's failing. So it might still have grease. So you have to rinse it to remove every mashul of grease. Why? So it's because in case so in a chanande with flu. So when does the Gemara Arizona say that he bought caning? Like cases, shetash mishon b'tzeinon, by the way. So matichon b'tzeinon, it only means if it's not perfectly clean. But suppose he inspects the kelim and he sees it's perfectly clean, why should he be matiach? Why? Just to make it work? Why should he be matiach? So the pashtus is that when does the Gemara d'Avizore say, that he's matichon b'mayim, dvorim shetash mishon b'tzeinon, matichon b'mayim, if it's not perfectly clean? But suppose it's perfectly clean, so who cares whether it's matiach or not matiach? It's clean, it's clean. It's clean, it's clean. And that could not be, and even if it's not perfectly clean, it couldn't be that I'd say, because suppose there is some grease. So why does he have to rinse it if there is some grease? So there is a mushroom of grease of Israel adhering to the surface of the kelim. So it could come bottle. Let's say you have glasses. Suppose there are some specks of Isa being adhering to the glass. So if he doesn't rinse it out, so what? So we fill it up with cold water, so it will become cold with shishim. I mean, what's the problem? Oh, the answer is there is an Isa in Mibatil Isal Hatrin. But that's according to all the shishim, except the right, that it's only an Isa Rabon. It's only an Isa Rabon. So, but according to the Ramban's pshat of this posik, it's an Isa. So does that mean that the Ramban must agree with the Shite of the Raibet, that in the battle of Israel Hathili is in the Raise? And contrary to Mashma, that the Ramban is Chilik and the Raibet. From the Ramban, the Chidush Ramban Echub, it's Mashma, that the Ramban is Chilik and the Raibet. And the Ramban agrees with Moshe Hashemi, that in the battle of Israel Hathili is only the Rabbanon. From the Ramban, it's Mashma, that the Chiddush HaTorah in Tzriya Bashego is that here we have to be Mevashe. Not that 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 the Chiddush is that here there is no Issa of Mevag and Issa Lechadchile. Any other place there is an Issa. It's the Raivet explains. So it's Mashma, the Ramban Shita is not like the Raivet. So we have to say that even though the Ramban Shita is not like the Raivet, but vis-a-vis came that had a BM of Issa adhering to the surface, so there in Mevatli Issa Lechadchile is a Raivet. So in words, according to Ramban, according to the Raivet, every bittul of Yisurin is Midraisa also. In other words, according to the Raivet, Midraisa is not allowed to throw a drum of Isa into a big pot, into a big pot of heaven, even though there is Shishi. They're not allowed in Midraisa. According to Ramban, Midraisa is allowed to throw a tiny piece of Chazak into a veil of heaven. Midraisa is allowed to do it. But this kind of people is so, in other words, when you use a Caleb Bitzel that has still, that still has some BN adhered to the surface without being Madiachet, that is in the rest. That's what you have to say according to Ramban. Now, all the Rishayim discuss, the Rashbo, in the Tiras Abayis, in Shveras Abayis, the whole Iberic Abayis, the Ramban in Chidushim al-Rizore, they all discuss, according to the Mandomar, the Tam Kikar is the Avonon. So Bishlim, they call it Mandomar, the Tam Kikar is the Raise. So this is the significance of the Parsha of Yuri Midyot. And the Torah says, Kodomo Ashayomi Vayish, Tavibu Vayish, Vitoel, because otherwise they'll become Kikar. But the question is raised by the Ramban, is Chidushin al-Nizore, by the Kabbalists, by all the shapes, according to Mandoma Tam Kikar is the Rabbonon. So if, let's say, Issa is Nisar of heaven, and there is hope, but the Issa be the Tam of Issa in the Tarudes, so in the Raisi is what? Only the Rabbonon is also there. And many say, Rab Chaim is among them, the Rishin is Ramban is, the Tam Kikar is the Raisi only when there is Kizayim of the Achlas Pras. But if there is not Kazayim of the Echelas Pras, if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 6, or 1 to 8, so then, it's, there is bit of hope, and it's only also the Rabbanon. So the question is, so why does the Torah say, Kodom Rashi Yom Ibrahim, Shtavi Yom Ibrahim, Shmit Ibrahim? So it was possible to say that this was a Yorasho. You immediately understand, it's not a deal with theirs. But all the shame appear to say that even according to Mandoma Tamki, Ikar is the Rabbanon, but this deal of Kodova Shashiyomi Vaish, Tavibu Vaish, Mitoir, is not a Yorasho, it's with theirs. But why? So Bishlemi, if we say Tamki, Ikar is the Raise, so that is the Mokir, the Tamki, Ikar is the Raise. Not only, so then you ask, so we have the Pasuk of Mishas Hanovim. The answer is, by Mishas Hanovim I can only see the Tam Rishen. The primary Issa of Tam Kikar is the Raisen. But Tam Sheni of Isur Bolah is not the Raisen. Hashem can hear, I see that not only the primary Issa, even the secondary, the derivative Issa. Nisim Tam, but Nisim Tam Issa is also the Raisen. Because if a Jew cooked, let's say, applesauce in the cave of the neighbor of the Midiani, so then he wouldn't have in the primary Issa of Tam Kikya, but the secondary Issa of Tam Kikya. Because the Leveira gave Tam in the Leveira of the Midyonim, and then when the Jew cooked applesauce in the same day, so the Leveira gave Tam the applesauce. So it's a Tam, it's Tam, it's Tam, but not the Leveira, but the Yisume. So it's also, how do we know it's also from this parasha? But if there had been only the Pasuk of Nisus Hanovim, then I wouldn't know that the secondary Issa of Tam Kikya is also. I know it from this pasuk. So if we say Tam Kikar is the Raise, so that's the purpose of this pasuk. But if we say Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon, and if we assume that the parasha of Yuri Midyon is not a Yorasho, it's the Veda, it says, oh, the shame that fear to say that. So the question is, why? So the Ramban is the question. In the Chidushim, and the end of Abedizor. So the Ramban says, according to the Mandoma, Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon. According to the Mandoma, Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon. So then, the halacha of the medium is analogous to kilas kelim. Now there is a halacha that if one gets kelim from goy, he has to be matter. So here too, tanki is only rabbon. Mashein kelim, if you cook something, if you cook something in a kelim that was goy, that's also nice. But there is one difference. So it's a special sense we got the kelim that are blue of Israel. But there is one difference. There is one difference. There are two fundamental differences between, according to the Ramban, between the mitzvah of Tiras Kelim, in the case of the Keach Kelim Meshus Nochi, and the mitzvah of Gilimim. Because these are the Tiras Kelim, there is no halacha that if somebody, that if a certain Eichel was cooked in a Kelim that was bought from Goy, that was bought from Goy, by Israel, was bought by Israel from Goy. And so that Israel was mechuyev to be madur kelim. And before he was mishtamish kelim, he was mechuyev in the raise to be madur kelim. Suppose a Jew buys a pack from Goy, so he's not supposed to cook anything in that kelim before his madur kelim. But suppose he did cook something. He cooked a meal in that part, and before he was back to the kelim. Then he comes and asks a shayla. He comes and asks a shayla, am I allowed to eat the meat that I cooked in a part that I bought from a goy, which I was mevatel? So the answer will be, you did the wrong thing, you are mevatel mitzvah d'oraisa, in cooking something before you are back to the kelim, but once you cooked it, that ma'aseh is mutabachil. That's the gabi to the kelim. But the gabi, the ruvei, Yehuvi Kelim Masuri, so the Aloche, the Torah says here, from Dom Rashiyomi Veish, Tavivu Veish, Mitoyer, not only that he's Mechuyev, before he cooks, he uses the Kelim, as the Aben Lime, so he's Mechuyev to be Magil the Kelim. But if he did cook something in that Kelim before he was Magil, before he extracted the Yisra, the Beruah, the Yisra, the Beruah, from the Kelim, then the Eichel is also Bachim. So that's the difference, that's the one fundamental difference. That's one fundamental difference that's one fundamental difference between Tvilas Kelim and Geulah Kelim. Vis-a-vis Tvilas Kelim, it's only a mitzvah to be tevil, but the Maichel does not become osa, even though it was cooked in the Kelim before Tvila was realized in it. Mashein Kelim, it does not become some rice, it doesn't come some rabbon. But Mashein Kelim got a good kelim. So not only is there a mitzvah to be mad of the kelim, if he wants to use them as they are at the end, but if he already cooked a maifol in the kelim before the giur, so then the maifol is also. But not because of tamkin, it's especially sell to eat an echo that was cooked in a kelim at the end. This is what Ramban says. And then from the Ramban it appears, even though the from the Loshon of the Berakabayis it's mashma that he has a suffix in it, but from the Ramban it's mashma that he doesn't have a suffix. So from the Ramban it's mashma that there is another difference also between Tvilas Kelim and this, because Tvilas Kelim only applies to Klimatres, it doesn't apply to Klicheres. Mashein Kelim, the Halocha of Yehuda in Midian, that applies to all Kelim. But Klicheres, there is no Kelim. Because the Harris and Yitzim Bechel Elon, so it's mashma from the Ramban that by since it's a Yitzim Bechel Elon, so it's osir to eat a maichol that was cooked in the Harris, that in which the goyim before used it for mevel. Say, or drawing maso. Even though the mitzvah from the Berakabayis has a suffix, the whole has a suffix, maybe. Of course, all that goes according to Mandoma the Tamkikya is the Rabbanon. According to Mandoma Tamkikya is the Raizeh, so of course it applies equally to all Kelim, to the matter of the Chas. But if according to Mandoma that Tamkikya is the Rabbanon, so the question arises, so why do a million? So it's a special for Zakosa. So from the raw, so he says, V'yevshe. So a few big Chas was a matter, he says. V'yevshe. So he has a son. So in other words, so there is one alternative in the Berakabayis, that when is it also the rice to eat the maichol
And anyhow, that was cooked in a kicheres, that was used for Isurim. So, that when is the Tosaf in the Michael that was cooked in a kele, that was used for Isurim in the Yemen, only in the matres, but in the kicheres, not. Because inasmuch as the mitzvah of Tilas Kelim only applies to play matches, not to play cheres, so the name of the other mitzvah of doing it according to Mandoma, the Tantik El Dravon, also applies only to play matches, it doesn't apply to the cheres. But from the Ramban it's mashma, that in so far as the Xerzakosu was called the Rashi Yobi Beish, Tafiru Beish, Mitoya is concerned. So it applies to all Kelim, and the Merkabayim says it's something. Anyway, so the Ramban and the Berkabayis, they all say that according to Mandom, Tantika is the Rabbonon. So still it is also to eat the Elech that was this Basham in Kale, a Kale Beinu Bisea, because of the special Tzakosu. Like the special Tzakosu of Tulas Kale, with one difference. These are with Tulas Kale, so the Elech doesn't become Osa. But these are with Yuli Kale, the Elech becomes Osa. But it's especially Isa, but not. Not because of a special, but not because Tamkik, because the Mandoma said this Mandoma says Tamkik is the Rabbono. Tamkik is the Rabbono. All right, this is what the Ramban and the whole the Rabbi say. Now, the Eir Sameach. And the Rambam, Tessil has Macholes Absurdes, Alochetes. So he says a big Chiddush in the Rambam. He says the contrary of the Rambam and the Rabbis. In other words, the Rambam and the Primigodim appears to be saying the same thing in the Rambam. The Primigodim is in Simen Tzadigim, Sid Gimel, the Primigodim. Simen Tzadigim. In the Primigodim and the Shach. So, he says the same thing. Now, so both, the Yosameach and the Primigodim, they both assume like Hebraim. I say they both assume like Hebraim because that's not such a double portion. That according to the Rambam, even though we pass the Stam Kikar and Raise, but according to the Rambam, when Stam Kikar and Raise, only in the Israel, the Echel is pass. Only when the ratio is, only the Tahubes is in the ratio of 1 to 6 or 1 to 8. But if it is in the ratio of 1 to 10, even though the Isa gives it out, of Isaac and Taube, so then Tam Kikya is not a surprise. Then we have Peter Gorok. The Chaim says that, and the Yosameach also assumes that Pshat in the Rambam. And the Primigodim also assumes. So then the Primigodim has the Kashi. The Primigodim has the Kashi. As the Kashi against the Rambam. So what's the significance of the Parsha of Bulavidion? Parsha of Bulavidion. So the Primigodim give the same kind of teretz as the Rambam in the Chidush Ma'ala Yisrael. But with one difference. The Ramban says that there is one fundamental difference between mitzvah spiras kelim. And even if we say that mitzvah spiras kelim is in the rice, the Ramban himself is disposed to assume that spiras kelim is only the Ramban and Tzmach. But even if we are to assume that it is in the rice, there is still one fundamental difference between mitzvah spiras kelim and the Yulikim. According to Mandoma, because Tfilas Kelim is only mitzvah, but the Maicho is not also there. Masheikim by Yuli Kelim, so the Pasuk implies, Kol Dobo Rashi Yomi Vayish Ta'avivu Vayish Vitoyer. What does it imply, Vitoyer? Vitoyer implies that it is, that if you cook something in the Kelim, that is a clear season. If you cook something in the Kelim, that is a clear season. So then the Eichu is also, that the Ramban says. The Primigodim is Simen Tzadigim and Sid Gimel in explaining the Shiras Rambam, and the Primigodim many times is very misleading because he has a derech of saying everything very quickly, and sometimes you can become confused. But anyway, this is what the Primigodim says. So, in explaining the Shiras Rambam, so he says that according to the Rambam, Tam Kikyan is the Raise, but only if there is kazayvei chalas pras, and naturally, when you cook, let's say, meat, kosher meat, in a pot that has a degree of isha, a DNA, so true that the isha give it time in there, and the deer give it time in the heter, but it's inconceivable that it should give it time that the particles that will be absorbed by Heter should have the ratio of 1 to 6. It's impossible. So, Mimele, it should be also the Raisa underscored of the general deal of Tantika. So, why is it Osea? But it is Osea. So, it says, according to the Rambam, in the Raisa, if you cook Heter in the table of Isra Mimele, so with the Raisa, it is Mutab Achille. You cannot say Tantika because only when there is a Vaile Chelas Pras, when you cook Heter in the table of Isra, there is no Kazai Chelas Pras. There is certainly no Kazai's with the Achilles Pras. So in the Mele, so it's Mutab Raisa. The Rabon, of course, it's also. But with the Raisa, it's Mutab. If you already cooked, and so what is the Zeras Akosu, according to the Rambam? Of Kondom Rashiyodi Veish. So it's a cross that before you use it for Heter, there is a mitzvah incumbent upon you to be married or to be your abbot if it's a shkut. So it's only mitzvah, like you are scared. But suppose you are mevatel that mitzvah, all right, so you are mevatelness of the rice. In the same way as a Jew who is mevatel mitzvah of you. The ichu is muta. It's mamish like you are scared. It's mamish like you are scared. So, and according, but there is one. So this is how the Primigodim explains the Shemes Rambam. In other words, that according to the Rambam, the Tam Kikya is the Raise, but only there is a Raise Nechlas Pras. So in every case where he cooks in the Kehle of Isra, so there is no Kazai Nechlas Pras. So Mel Deichu, the Tavshim is Muta there, with the Raise, it's Muta. Only the Rambam is also the Tavshim. But with the Raise, it's Muta the Tavshim. So what is the Raise of the Parash of the Midian? A mitzvah saying like Tvivas Kehle. So, but Tvivas, so in other words, so what does it mean? It doesn't mean that if you take possession of the Kehle that has a degree of Isra, so you're mechuyev to be magnet immediately. Suppose you buy, you get from a goy give you a present, a Kehle that has a degree of Isra. So, and you don't intend to boil any Heter within 24 hours. You're not mechuyev in the Raise to be magnet. But if you intend, if your intention is to cook something in that kehle within 24 hours as of the tashmish of Isra, then you are mechuyev with the raisa to be magnet. And if you are mevashel something within 24 hours as of the use of Isra, and you're not magnet first, so you're mevatlanese. So the avir di b'shemot haisa, you're mevatlanese in the same way as a Jew who acquired kehle from a goy, and then he used them, and he wasn't magnet then. So he wasn't either an Isa Bikumasei, he was Mimachmanese. So your two is only Mimachmanese. This is the Primigodim Shaka with the Rambam. That's not like the Rambam. It's similar to the Rambam's explanation of the Posik of Kondovashi Yomi Veish, Alibi de Mandoma Tam Kikas de Rabono. It's similar, but according to the Rambam, even according to Mandoma Tam Kikas de Rabono, there is an Isa, Esen de Raisi. There is an Isa saying to eat the tafshil that was cooked in the Kehle B'Yehi. According to the Primigodim's explanation of Shiras Rambam, once you cooked, it's not even worse on the rice, it's only worse on the Rabbanon. But there is an essay, and there isn't even an essay to cook. It's a mitzvah assay. Before you cook, you have to be magyar. And if you cook without being magyar, you have a back on the rice. Just as if you cook without it being magyar first. So you have a back on the rice. This is the Primigodim's shot. They are some yach. Said in Peritet and the Rambam, he says very something very similar to everybody, but different. He says, just as according to the Raise, there is a general Isa of the Mevatel Isa of Hatfila in the Raise, so according to the Rambam, there is an Isa of the Raise of being Mevatel, the Isa Adorua in the Tavshel of Heter. So only if you are Mevatel in Tubisho in the Kehle that has a degree of Isa. That kind of bitul lechatchila is also the Raise. But any other bitul, but to throw a bear, a piece of chazer in a big yero of heter with a shishi making a piece of chazer, that's not the same. That's not the same. Anyway, so now the question is so the Ramban, when the Ramban explains the same from the Posik, v'chil asher yoribei shtaviru v'amoy, the same from the Posik that kind of mechatchil in Yosef Beretz, according to the Ramban. That kind of mechatchil in Yosef Beretz. Now, in order to explain this Ramban, the way it appears in our text, now, so we have to say, now that Ramban is based upon a certain Balidu, I mean, you should have gone over the Shach, so the Shach mentions the Sire between two tools. On one hand, the two sides of Balidu, on the other hand, the two sides of Ochitz Chaim, the Shimro, I mean, and there is an apparent Sire between the two, so the Teres Chatos has three routines in order to reconcile the two tools, so that is one Teres, that's the second Teres in the Teres Chaim, that the Teres Chatos, I mean, so that the Ramban mentions here. So that means, so we have to say, in that text of the Teres Chatos, so he holds, now just as the Ramban, now the Ramban explained the Pasuk, the same from the Pasuk of Dim, the Chayil Hashem Yovi Voi Shtavi Uvamoi, that there's such reference to Kelim that he won't bought from Naku, and Tashim Shom Yitzin, and like it says, so the pricing of the Zohar says, Mati from the Mayim, to remove what? To remove the Be'en, the specks of Be'en, of Yisera. So in other words, so that kind of Nivatu Yisrael Chathile is also in the right say, according to Ramban. That kind of Nivatu Yisrael Chathile is also in the right say, but any other Bitu Yisrael Chathile is not also in the right say. Only that kind of Bitu Yisrael Chathile is also in the right say. So according to the Ramban, so the Pshat in the Pasuk is follows. It's not the way the Ramban explains. Now, but the Pshat in the Pasuk is follows. Kol kamar asher yovi voeish, ta'avivu beish v'toyim. Now, so what does it mean? So according to the Ramban, and according to Rashi, and according to the Smar, the range of the Pasuk certainly has reference to Kelim, the Tashmishim Aliyeh, like Yishput. No one is chayvet. According to Rashi and the Ramban, it includes both types of Kelim. According to Rashi and the Ramban, it includes both types of killing. According to the Smart, it only has the range of the Pasuk as reference to Ishbud, not in there. But it certainly has reference to Ishbud. Now we have to understand, why does the Torah use the Russian of Pasuk? The Torah should say, why Koldobar Asher Yobibweish, Tabibweish? After all, it has reference to the Kelim of the Midyonim that the Midyonim already used in a hot state. So the Torah should say, Koldobar Asher Boboish, Tabibweish. Vichil Asher Loi Boboish, Tabibweish. But why does it say, why, and let's say, according to Ramban's chart, so the interpretation of the Pasuk has reference to the types of Kelim that were used in the hot state, Shkud or Be. And the same on the Pasuk has reference to types of Kelim that were used in Tzemen, like Jesus or Lai. So then the Torah should say, Kodomo Rasha Bobo Eish Tavir Eish, Vitoi Rav Mimis Kodo, Vichol Rasha Loi Bobo Eish, Tavir Bamai, why does the Torah use the Russian of Pasuk, future? Why? So apparently there are more the Ramban came to the conclusion that the reason is why the Torah uses. The reason is why the Torah uses the future, being in the age of the posse and being in the same of the posse, is because where is one mechuyev to be magil or to be labil a tailor that was mishtamish b'chamim if he wants to use it b'chamim? But suppose someone acquired a shpud or a tailor from gold that was used b'chamim, but his intention is to use it b'tzeinen, then he is not mechuyev to be malabon at b'chamim, if he has no intentions of using the spirit b'chamim. So then, he is not mechuyev to be malabon. So that's the reason as to why the Torah uses the future sentence. Kol dobo asher yovin voish. In other words, the Torah, so according to Teres Chatos, the pshat in the Torah, this passage is follows. Kol dobor asher yovi voish, that means anything that is used in fire. So it means something like a shpud or a gdeo that was used in fire already by the boy, and the Jew intends to use it in the hot state. So that's why the Torah uses the future tense. The future tense. Kodovor asher yovevoi. Because the Torah only requires us to be milame in the kele that was used by the goy, the Yisrael in the hot state, the age, and the Jew also intends to use the age. So that's why the Torah uses the future tense. And this is a cloud. Whenever you want to include something that happened in the past and something that happened that will happen in the future as well, so then you can use the future tense. If you want to express something that happened only in the past and the future not, then you have to use the past tense. But if you want to express something that already happened in the past and also something that will happen in the future, then you are at liberty to use the future tense. So mainly the Torah uses the future tense because the ratio of the person, according to the Ramor, has reference to something that was used by the Midianim in hot state and is going to be used by you Jews in a hot state. Then there is a chiyuv of being Rabbi, of being Magil, so called Dovor Asher Yovin Goyish. That means that is reference not only to something that was used behind before by the Goyim, but is expected to be used by the Israel Bechani. Then we are Mechuyev to be Mlavne, to be Maglet. And then the same of the person says, Bechol Asher Lo Yovin Goyish. So it's reference to something that was already used Bechani by the Goyim, but is not expected to be used Bechani. So then, all you have to do is ta'avir b'moi. There is a mitzvah deraisa to be magiach to remove the be'er. But the same from the posik, according to Ramos Pshat, also has reference to something that is used b'chamim. But he doesn't intend to use it now b'chamim. Right now he intends to use it b'chamim. So, there is one difference between the Ramos Pshat of the same from the posik and the Ramos Pshat of the same posik. According to the Ramban's chart, the Sefer of the Posi has reference to a Kehle that was never used before, only used with it. So then the Torah tells us we have to make a doche. According to Ramos chart in the Posi, the Sefer of the Posi has also reference to a Kehle that was used before, just like the Reishah of the Posi. But why does in the Reishah the Torah says, in the same way the Torah uses the expression because the ratio of the Pasuk has reference to a Kehle that was used b'chamim and is expected to be used b'chamim. The same of the Pasuk, in contrast to the ratio, the same of the Pasuk has reference to a Kehle that was used b'chamim but is not expected to be used b'chamim, but only the same. This is this Ramo. So that's why the Ramo says, ודווקא דובו שמיש בלחלוך יסקצס, אבל דובו יוביש ממש, אם מדבור הכלי רק בצייני, אם זה כלי את הפלייס, only בצייני. How did it be at the place בצייני? צייני is that way, yeah? On the coach. So then, you are mutter להשתמש, the דובו יוביש ממש. But if the Bria to place not the same, but the right thing, even though, and you want to be mishtamish, the Dova Yovish had there, in between now, so you're not allowed. Why not? If he doesn't examine the Kehle, so then he's not allowed to be mishtamish even if the Kehle, even if the Bria to play between on the Kodesh. So when the Ramo says, if you go out here on between, the Ramo means that the Shach points out. If he examines the Kehle and he sees there is no weeds, he wiped it well. So does it mean that in order to clean out the Be'er, you must wash it, you must be matiach in cold water? You can clean out without using cold water. If you use a rag or something, other things, so you can clean it out spotless. So the Shach says that when the Ramo says that it's mutter without a doche, it doesn't mean it's mutter without a doche indiscriminately, blindly, I mean without looking at a Kehle. It means if you take a look, you inspect the Kehle, you see there is no breeze, there is no bend, then it's mutter without a doche. But you have to inspect it. So the Ramo says that only if it was play out the kodesh, but if it was play out the age, so it's just that even though you inspect it and you see that it has no bear. Why? Because it must have a doche. Why does it have to have a doche? The answer is it's a zersa kosuv. It's a special zersa kosuv. that the, according to the Tirashatis Pshat, according to Ramos Pshat, I mean, it's similar to the way, to the explanation given by the Ramban, but a little different. According to Ramban, we have to say the same thing, that there is a special mitzvah saying the Raisa, to be Madiach, Kelim, that have a bien or viser, a bien to the service. We have to Madiach it. Before we use them, we have there is a mitzvah Raisa. According to Ramos Pshat, there is a mitzvah saying the Raisa, to be Madiach, not Kelim, that have a bien or viser. That have a Bria of Isa. So, Kelim that have a Bria of Isa, before, if you, so, Kelim that have a Bria of Isa, so this Pasuk tells us two things. The ratio of the Pasuk tells us, now, both the ratio and the Sefer reference to a Kelim that was already Bobesh, but the ratio is reference to a Kelim that not only is it already Bobesh, but it's expected to be Bobesh again. In other words, he wants to use it. Bichami, the same of the posse, has reference to a kele that is a bria of Isaiah, that is already bobage, but is not expected to be bobage. He intends to be mishtamish at the same. So there is a mitzvah saseh. So, in the ratio of posse from whom the Torah tells us, according to Ramo, koto v'rashayot v'reish, anything that was already used, bichami. And in addition, it is expected by the Israel to use it, the Chami, and that's the reason why the Torah uses the future tense. The whole Pasuk has reference to things that were already used. But the ratio of the Pasuk has reference also to Ikele that not only was used already, but is expected to be used, the Chami. He wants to be mishtamish in the Chami. So before you are mishtamish in the Chami, the Torah tells, Tavi Ovech. Tabim Ovech, and you have to remove the Bria if you intend to use it. Then the same for the posse, the whole Ashari Ovech, if it is also a Kelim Nisya, that was, in other words, this mitzvah applies only to a Kelim Nisya. If it was used by Tzeyna, it's not a Kelim Nisya, then it's a Kelim Nisya. If the Kelim was used by the Goyim by Tzeyna, so it's a Kelim Nisya. So melee. So the Torah says in the same of the Pasuk, V'chol asher l'yovi bo'eish, if it was not used be'eish, I mean, if it was used be'eish, but it's not expected to be bo'eish in the future, but it has a bria of Isaiah. A bria of Isaiah, how? Through age. The bria took place through reitchin, through age, not through kodesh. Because the Pasuk only deals with the Kele that was the layer something to age, the Pasuk does not deal with the Bria that took effect to Kodesh. So the Chola shall not be wage if it was used the Chami, but it's not expected to be used the Chami. He wants to use it B'Tzeinen, so Tavimu Bamai. So then you must make a Doche and remove every B'en. So, but when does the Torah require us to remove every B'en? Only when it has a Bria of Isa, it was used the age before. But if it was used B'Tzeinen, then the Torah doesn't require us a mitzvah of Tavir B'Mayim. So it's a special mitzvah that I say. To be Mavir B'Mayim, every Tavir of Isa that was used the age, and is not expected to be used the age. Not expected to be used. But that special mitzvah of the Raisa applies only to a Tavir that was the layer for age, because the whole Pasuk deals with the Kele that was the layer for age. It was not dealing with the Kele that was the layer for Kodesh. So now, the Ramor is Kimun Chaya. The Daf can be Yovosh, Yovosh, Yilach, Luch, Tzatz, Avodo, Bo, Yovish, Mamas, In, Ripo, Lachli, Rav, Vitzain, as the Shach points out, and he inspects that he sees that Al-Di Kinuach, it's Papa Screen, so Mutal, Ani, Avi, Dovo, Yovish, Bo, Yadoche, Plao, so that this Ramor is a mixture of the Raises and the Rabbanos. So the Ramor says, that he emphasizes, that only in Bolakli Rav Vitzainen is Buddha to be Bobesh. But in Bolakli, Avi Chami, it is Bobesh, then it's also established without making a Doche. Why? Because that's the Mitzvah Sator. It's like the Shiras Rambam, except according to the Rambam, so this sefer of the Pasuk has reference to the case where it was mishtamish b'tzeinen now the akum. And according to Ramos Pshat, the sefer of the Pasuk has reference only to the case where it was mishtamish b'chamin now the akum.
That's the only difference. But except for that, it's like Shmuel Rambam. So he spells it out only in the Bolaki and Rabbi Tzeder. But if Bolaki al Deish, so then he's not allowed to be mishtamish in the kelim without making that doche first. Why? Because that's in the raise. Chel Hashem Yovei Boeish. Anything that was mishtam Bobeish before, but not Yovei Boeish, when it's not expected to be Bobeish later on. So that Yovei Boeish before you use it. So there is a mitzvah of a doche. There is a mitzvah of a doche. He said, but, so there is a mitzvah of a doche. But if the bria took place only al detainer, al dekodesh, so this pasuk has no relevance, because this pasuk has reference to a kele where the bria took place al deish. The whole pasuk deals with deish, not with the kele that the bria took place al dekodesh. But if the bria took place al dekodesh, so this deraisa has no bearing. This deraisa has no bearing. So the Meila, since this deraisa has no bearing, so he's allowed to be Mishtamish B'Tzeinen. Mishtamish B'Tzeinen. But the Malach is not allowed to be Mishtamish B'Tzeinen because of the Rabbono, because of the Gzeire. If we allow him to use it B'Tzeinen, maybe he'll use the Malach B'Tzeinen and then to become real yourself. Masha'inke, but that the Rabbono is only Shayach if he wants to be Mishtamish B'Tzeinen. But if he wants to be Mishtamish B'Tzeinen, so then there is no Gzeire. By allowing him to be mishtamish with the Yovish B'Tzeinen, maybe he will be tempted to be mishtamish with the Seah B'Tzeinen. Maybe he will be tempted to be mishtamish with the Yovish B'Tzeinen. Because even if he will be mishtamish with the Yovish B'Tzeinen, the Eretz of Limuter, according to Pesach of Mechav of Ramo, is in vain, so there is no Zere. So he says, he's not allowed to be the Yovish, but not in the Malach. The Malach not. Even though the Bria took place out of the Kavush, so in the Balach he cannot put B'Tzeinen, because of Zerah Rabbanon, that by allowing him to be Mishtamish with the Balach, B'Tzeinen, maybe he will be Mishtamish with the Balach, B'Riseach, and then to be also the Eved. Masha'inki in the Yovish, we are not getting Zerah, because even if he will be Mishtamish in the Yovish B'Riseach, so he will still be Mutavir, he says. So, Mutavir the Yovish, that's a fact. All right.
We have to wrap up Siv Gimel in the Mechada. Tzorech lizoyeh shelo yiga bosa bilechem shelo yiga bei oso leichlei. Because if the bosa touched the lechem, so it's likely that some grease of the bosa was transferred to the lechem. And then when he eats that lechem, so yim yiga bei oso leichlei in gvino. So then when he eats it together with gvino, so in effect, he is eating gvino with meat. V'chein gizoya shle yiga be gvino, shim yiga be yosel ochle in bosa. Siv dal. Bosa v'cholo v'roitchi, shenisar v'yachat, v'afilu bosa tzeinen, v'yse cholo v'riseyach, o y'cholo v'tzeinen v'yse bosa v'riseyach, hakel osa, mishum ditato yegova. Mishum ditato yegova. So if both the are hot, so then there is no shail at all. But even if the top one is cold and the bottom one is hot, so we say tatoi gova, so it's treated as if both are hot. Avol cholov riseyach shenofal al boso tzeini, oi boso riseyach shenofal is a cholov tzeini, so then we say tatoi gova, we pass me, like the mandoma tatoi gova, but ademeikar volakid klip, until it cools off. So the first moment, it manages to be mavliak the klipe. So memeile kelif haboso, so boso lichayach to make klipe, usho haboso muta. Ve'acholov muta kule. Why? Because whether the rishish in the klipe or not, in the cholov, negative klipe. So it's still muta because that's the shit of the ri and the rambam, that where it asks only to the klipe, certainly in this case, where the klipe is only because it's based upon Tatei Govar and only Ademeika, Bolek and Klipe, so the Eved is not awesome. So, vis-a-vis liquid, so it's always a Eved. But vis-a-vis salad, so usually it's not a Eved. But if he was Mivashel the Boso, so this is what the Rambo says, Uvimokim Sha Boso Tzorch Klipe. So he was supposed to peel off from the surface of the Boso. But he didn't. Imlo kilfol ubish leikach. So there, and there is no shishim in the boso negative klipe. So mutar leev. So that's the sheet of the ri. Sheet of the ri that where it's also only kidi klipe, where it's also only kidi klipe. So the evidence mutar. The noflu zeliser zetzini. In other words, that cold piece of meat dropped into cold milk. So then there is no blie. It's only a question of a bien. So he has to remove the bien from the surface of the boso by rinsing the boso. But that's only in the boso. In regard to the milk, it's not shayach to rinse milk. So mele, so is it even? So then we say, how much could there be of the bien of boso in the milk? Very little, a minimum. And there is certainly shishi. So it becomes boso. Alright, now we'll see. I just want to go over the whole simon and then the taz nishach. Alright. Sipe. Moliach shen yochel yochel machmas milche. The haimekei moliach shen milchim ligdeiro. Visho kidei miliche ligdeiro. Kol zman shaloi diche mikre ninechal machmas milche. Now, the way the shach understood the mechaber. So the Mechaber is saying, that when is Moliach Harei Keresayach, only after it is Shor Kedei Melech. After it is Shor Kedei Melech. But before it is Shor Kedei Melech, it's not Reseach. Dafke after it is Shor Kedei Melech. Now, whose Shite is that? That's the Shite, remember, the three shites, Simulicha, Yisim and Samachtes. Yisim and Samachtes, so we discuss three shites. The shite of the Ribartolone, that Taran mentions that in the name of the Ribartolone, the shite of the Rosh, and the shite of Rabinatan. So the shite of the Ribartolone is that when we say Moliach Harei Keresayach, only, now the Torah mentions all the three shites. The Mechaber doesn't mention all the three shites. So the two in Simin Samachtes mentioned the three shites. So the shite of the Ribatlone, or the Ran mentions it in his name, is that before it's Shor Kibin Melicha, Shir Melicha, before 80 minutes elapse, so then it's not Reseach, and it becomes Reseach only after the expiration of the Shir Melicha. That's the shite of the Ribatlone. Then the shite of the Roshis. That kishiyala gabeish liyatechenu, so then it's already Reseach, and the mechaber paskuns like the Rosh in Simen Samachtes Sifit Ches boso shenim mar bichuishen mikev visho bekishio shenitu mayim aleish viyaschil latiach kol mashimenu bitziros aleich lei after 3. So alright, so he says kishio shenitu mayim aleish viyaschil latiach, and then the shita of Rabbi Tami is that miyad. And the Ramo, so the Mechaber paskins, neither the Mechaber nor the Ramo paskin like the Rabbi Batalone, but the Mechaber paskins like the Rosh, and the Ramo paskins like Hanutam. So he says, but we show Shir Meliche, Rak Miat, Achemiret Shir Bichli. So it is awesome. So this is, so even the Mechaber doesn't paskin like the Ribatzalone, that the Reseach it's only after the expiration of Shir Melicha, after 80 minutes, after Shir Mil. He doesn't pass. Now here, according to the Shach's understanding of the Mechaber passes like the Ribatzalone Shite, as he says, the Shach, in Sif Yudalev, the Mechaber Siva Keran. What does it mean, the Ran? The Ran mentions the Shite of the Ribatzalone. Smoliach Shem Yochel Eachel Machmas Melchei. The Haine Kei Moliach, She Melchim Ligdeiro, Visho Kidei Milicha Ligdeiro, Kol Zman Shaloi Dichei, Mikre Nech Mach Milchei. So he emphasizes, when does it have a din of Reseach, if it's Sho Kidei Milicha Ligdeiro. That means, Shio Mil, 80 minutes. That's like the Ribatlone, but the Mechaber himself, in Simen Samachtes, Paskin, not like the Ribatlone. So the Shach says that the Mechaba distinguishes between a moliach, where it was salted, a piece of meat was salted for the purpose of drawing out the blood, of drawing out the blood, so then it becomes reseach immediately, and then on the contrary, after the expiration of the shiur meal, so it's posakeach amalach, so it's not reseach, and moliach like here, here it doesn't discuss the moliach of where you salt a piece of meat in order to draw out the blood. Here we are dealing with the pea, not after with meat, or it can be meat too, but meat that was already made kosher a long time ago. And now he's salting it again to preserve it. And then it is nimlach together, let's say, with cholov. Or any other thing that is moliach. So where the purpose of the moliach is not to draw out the blood. So then it's just the reverse. So then, prior to the expiration of the shiur meal, it's not reseach. And when does it become reseach? After the expiration of the shiur meal. Masha'in came where the purpose of the melicha is to draw out the blood, so it's just the reverse in both situations. So in other words, so there it becomes reseach immediately. I mean, immediately, according to Tzakot Mechaber, even before the expiration of the shiur meal, and after the expiration of the shiur meal. So the Mechaber paskins like the Chulis Rashi, the Tesis in Yichun Zayit. In other words, that after this, the expiration of the shiur meal, so it's posakeach amelech, so then it's not reseach. So in other words, so the moliach, not for the purpose of drawing out the blood, but the moliach of ichtiche, whether it's bosa or something else, for the purpose of preserving it, where there is no inyan of drawing out blood, so it's just the reverse of the moliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood. Where it's moliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, so it becomes moliach even before the expiration. And after the expiration, the psak of mechaber is, it's not reserved. And where the purpose is not to draw out the blood, to preserve it, where the blood was already taken out, or let's say it's not bosal, it's something else. So then, it's just the reverse. That prior to the expiration of the shiur meal, it's not reseach, and dafke after the expiration. Alright. This is how the Shach understands the Psak of Mechaber. Then the Ramos says, the Yei Sheilin, Tilacha Sheshoa B'milche, Shiur Milche, Loimitche Achakim Reseach. Now, so the Hashulchan points out, If the Ramo had understood the Mechaber in the same way as the Shach understood the Mechaber, how does the Shach understand the Mechaber? That according to Mechaber, so this kind of Meliach, where it's not for the purpose of drawing out blood, let's say not in Boso, or even in Boso, after the blood had already been drawn out some time before, so then the Mechaber is saying two things, that prior to the expiration of the Shiur meal, it's not Reseach. And dafke after the expiration, so he's saying two things. And the Ramo, so in other words, so the Mechaber distinguishes between two kinds of moliach. Moliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, that he passes that becomes Reseach, Mishior Shiyal al Gareish, and after the expiration of Shiur meal, so it's not Reseach, it's Amen. And the moliach of other things, of things other than Boso, or even Boso, if the dam had already been drawn out before, so then it becomes the Seach only after the Shiur meal. Only after the Shiur meal, prior to the expiration of the Shiur meal, it's not the Seach. So he's saying two things. So then, the Ramo doesn't distinguish between the two kinds of Meliach. Meliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, and Meliach of other things, or of meat, from which the blood had already been drawn out sometime before. So then the Ramo should say, V'yei Sheimrin, V'yei Sheimrin, the Dafke Kedem Sheshosh B'milchei, the Dafke Kedem Sheshosh Shio Milchei, who Reseach. You should have emphasized both elements. How is it that Ramo emphasizes only one aspect, only one element. That means, in other words, where is according to the Mechaber? So le'achas esho b'milchei, it's riseyach. So he says, le'achas esho b'milchei, it's not riseyach. Why doesn't he emphasize the other aspect? The other aspects, that kedem shesho b'milchei, it is riseyach. Even though according to Mechaber it's not riseyach. So apparently, so obviously, the Rashulchon deduces from the Lashon of the Ramah that the Ramah did not understand the Mechaber the same way the Shach understood. The Shach understood the Mechaber as saying that when the Mechaber said, Moriach shim yochlach mas milchei, vishok yidim milchei, so the Mechaber meant, according to the understanding of the Shach, that came shok yidim milchei. But prior to the expiration of the Shir Milchei of Shir Mil, it's not Riseyach. The Ramah understood the Mechaber is saying, Moliach shim yochel echel machmas milchei, dehaim ekei moliach, shim yochel ikdeichei, even though it is shok yedim ilichel ikdeiro, even though, not only shok yedim ilichel, as the Shach understood the Mechaber is saying, but the Ramah understands the Mechaber is saying, that when he says vishor, he means, even though, in spite of the fact that it's shok yedim ilichel ikdeiro, so kol zman shalei ikdeichei, mikrin enechel machas milchei, but kedem, prior to the exploration of the shiur meal, then of course it is riseyach, because the mechaber doesn't pass like the ribatzalon. So in other words, the Ramah understood the mechaber is saying when the mechaber says vishor, he means even though it's shor moliach sheni yochel echel machmas milchei. So not only does it have a din of Riseyach before the expiration of 80 minutes, but even though it is short, so in Simon Samachtes, the Mechaber said that it's not Riseyach, but here I say it is Riseyach. Why? Because the Simon Samachtes, I the Mechaber had reference to a Meliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood. So after the expiration of the Shiur Mil, it's Posakiach HaMelech, so it's not Riseyach anymore. Mashenke, here I'm dealing with Otchitiches Adatem Boso, or Boso, from which the dam had already been drawn out some time before, so maybe it's Lachayach to say Posakiach HaMelech. So Mimele, in this case, in this kind of Meliach, so even though it is Shok in the Meliach, it's still Riseyach. But Kedem Sheshok in the Meliach, certainly Riseyach. But even in the case of Shom, so Mimele, now we understand this, why the Ramah spells out only one aspect, not the other aspect. Because according to the Orach HaShulchan's understanding of the Mechaber, the machlekes between the Mechaber and Ramah is only in regard to the question as to whether the Meliche is not done for the purpose of drawing out the blood. Let's say it's other things, it's not boso, or boso from which the blood had been drawn out some time before. There is no posakeach hamelech. So according to the Mechaber, so even after the expiration of the Shiur Mil, not only kaden the expiration of the Shiur Mil is it Riseyach, but even after the expiration, and according to Ramah, this Meliach has the same status as the other Meliach. So I mean, this is a very fundamental machlekes in the pshat, in the mechab. Alright. V'yesh emrim, dilacha shesho b'milchei, shio milichei, loy mikra hakin reseach. Now, so, if you were to analyze the lotion of mechaber by itself, so then it's more mistaber like the pshat of the shach in the mechaber. But, from the Ramah it is mashma, that the Ramah understood the mechaber the way the Orach HaShulchan says, not the way the Shach says. Otherwise, the Ramah should say, V'yeshem Rehim, V'yif, the Kedem Shesho Shio Melichei Hava Riseyach, U'le'acha Shesho Melichei Lo Yava Riseyach. Well, how is it he doesn't even discuss Kedem Shesho Shio Melichei? Why doesn't he discuss that? The answer is, because the Ramah understood the Mechaber is saying, V'sho Kedem Melichei, even though he's Shio Kedem Melichei. Alright. Right. פונצער אַז דאס מיצווה ין שליש מיי חמקילי אבער בלאבו חיינג דאָ קלפאל. So the Ramok could be explained very well in consonance with his Pshat and Sibin Samachtes Sifro. Now, there the Mechaba Paschus like Rashi in the Chumas. Now turn to Sibin Samachtes Sifro. Sifro, Sibin Samachtes Sifro. Bosa Shemim Lach Visho Kidei Miliche Vinosnua Hakar Bichli Bilo Yadoche ונשמל עם יציאה, מותה. ופיזה בוסה שנופל, ושיח ציאה, הייצא מהבוסו, אחר ששור כדי מביכה, מותה. ויש מי שאיסה. So who is יש מי שאיסה? So the first lotion, that's the sheet of Rashi, which you rest the tasteless in whom nations, and יש מי שאיסה, so that's the lotion in tasteless in the name of the Arab, Abinelezer. Mimit, Abinelezer Mimit. So, this is the Pesach al-Mechada. Then he says, V'yeshes, Teses v'rosh v'chamim nachrein, in other words, like Rabbi Nelezer. Ki da'afil v'devet, ki da'iklip. So then he says, Avol im hepset merube, V'yiz be'gam kinzir asa des mitzve, Yesh lehokil v'leim abach shesho shir melich el imech shef tzirek v'seach. So in other words, so v'mokim hepset merube, so shaloi v'mokim hepset merube, he doesn't rely on the sheet of Rashi. But the Mokim Efsed Merubeh relies on the Sheet of Rashi. So here too, you see, the Mechaber distinguishes between the two types of Meliach. And according to Mechaber, the Sheet of Rashi, the concept of Rashi, that Achar Shesho Shir Meliach is not Reseach anymore, has no application to other Chtiches, Chtiches other than Bosa. Because not Shaykh to say Bosa Kiyach HaMelech, Bosa Kiyach HaMelech. So that's the Mechaber. Whereas the Ramo holds, no, that the concept of Rashi, that Lach Hashir Meliche, he does not have a Din of Meseach, has application even to the other type of Meliach, not of Boso, where the purpose is not to draw out the blood. So the concept of Rashi has application. But, the Ramo in Simen Samachtes Sifro mentions the Sheet of the Yeshetzri. So even vis-a-vis Dam, even vis-a-vis the Meliach of Dam, so the Ramo mentioned the Sheet of Yeshayisrim. But in Mokim Efsed Merube, Mokim Mitzvah, so he relied on Shittes Rashi. So here too, in short, according to the Ramo, there are no two types of Meliach. The same status, the Meliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, and the Meliach of Adach Tiches, Tiches Adach Vimboso, have the same status. But even vis-a-vis the Meliach of Dam, so Shaloi b'mokim efsed merube. So we don't rely on the Sheet of Rashi. So here too we don't rely. That's why the Ramo says, "Ulitzir godol kim behefsed merube, ulitzir sois mitzvah yishlitz v'chamakir." Avol b'lav v'chein lo okilka. Afilu leinim lecha bosa m'shnei zodov. Rak mitzad echot. Kol shenim lach miliche. Sheninecha l'machmas milche. Mechshar v'seach. Avol kol shenim lach kol kach. Mechshar v'teinen. Afilu leinim lach m'shnei zodovim. ויהי שאמרים, דענן הם פתיעים בדובו, ויש לו נחשב אף מליח הסמיק רסיח. So, in other words, even though he doesn't seem to be כאי מליח השמי לכם לדרך. Why? Because maybe it is כאי מליח השמי לכם לדרך. And we are not פתיעים, maybe we just overdo insulting for it there. ותאי וחך מרמוקים שנפסת מאוד. Now, זה מחב. הוא מליח, כאי מליח, דיבוי לו לא הולכה. אפילו אחשי, so like this, if it's only מליח שמלכם לדרך, so אחשי דיחה יצנת רסייך אנמור. That's only if it's מליח כן שמלכם לדרך. But if it's more than that, מליח דיבוי לוחי, אפילו אחשי דיחה, הווי מנך על מחמס מלכי, וכל מה, so even after הדוחה, so until when, לא מבואה. No, but if there was שחיה, so then, it certainly is not רסייך אנמור. But if a doche took place naturally, not soaking, just a doche, so then it depends. If the Meliach was only Kein Shemilchum Lidere, so then a doche eliminates the disposes of the Reseach, even without Shriye. But if the Meliach was for the purpose of preserving it for a journey, so then a doche does not dispose of the Reseach, but only Shri. All right. כל מה שלשאור עם אייבי, כזה מה שאני דיפור. ואין חילוק, ואין מולי החליין, וזה שיטה אוף תיצרס, אין ירוש, נעד השיטה אוף דרשת. So he says, in other words, the dialogue of Tatoi Kovar has no application to Moliach. Only to Ham on the Oish. Ve'yichim v'moliach Eliyei, v'itofil tachtein, v'moliach tachtein, v'itofil Eliyei, le'ilom ha-moliach mavliya, le'ilom ha-moliach mavliya v'itofil v'nibileya mimen. In other words, so Moliach can only be mavliya in something else. It cannot be mafliit from something else. Moliach can only be mavliyah, but it cannot be mafliyah. That's the cloud. Hilkach, bosa ugvinu hamluchi, shenogu ze baze, tzorich likleif shneyem, mikem nidiosam. If both are moliach. Vimechod me moliach vashem nitofel, so hamliyach mutaba adochi. Vihatofel tzorich klife. Why? Because the moliach had the effect of being mafliyah, of being mafleet from the tofel. I'm sorry. That the Moliach has the effect, I'm sorry. The Moliach has the effect of being mavliya into the tofel, not of being mafleet from the tofel. So let's say if the boso was Moliach, and the cholov, the gvino was tofel. So since the boso was the Moliach, so the boso had the capacity of being mavliya in the gvino. So Memele, the Gvino that is Tofel, absorbs in a Klipe. But the Moliach does not have the capacity of being Mafleet. So Memele, it couldn't be Mafleet from the Gvino. If it couldn't be Mafleet from the Gvino, it certainly couldn't absorb the Gvino. So the Boso remains Muter. But on account of the possibility that some grease of the Gvino was transferred to the surface of the boso, so maybe we have to rinse it. That's all. Samuluach mutabadoche v'atofil tzorchi. But only klipe. Why? Because even though Moliach is kreseach, but it's not like Mivushul Mamesh. It's not Mavliya Bekur. V'yeshem rin, v'bichol Moliach on Mishar and Bisham. Why? So that we learn in Simen Kufay, in Taruves. Because when do we say that Moliach, we pass him. That when we say that the Moliach is only Kriseach, it's only Mavliya Kideklipe, that is if it is Kochus. But if it is Shomein, then it's Mavliya Ligamre. Since we are not keen what is Kochus and what is Shomein, so we treat Lichumre, everything as Shomein. So in Mele, it's Mavliya Ligamre. V'yeshemen v'chol Meliche on Misharam v'samech, because of the possibility that it's Shomein. V'ayeli kamen simen kufeikis at Neyeli. Vihoti toya moliach, vitomi tofel shore. Why do we say that if the toya, the heter is moliach, and the isar is tofel, is shore? Because moliach has the capacity only of being mavliya, not of being mafli. So if the isar is tofel, in view of the fact it couldn't be mafli, it couldn't extract anything from the isar, so memele, the moliach does not become osa. So, vihoti toya. So, hodi toya moliach vitomi tofu shore. Haine she'atomi yobush, avol imudo b'tzolu neser atoya. Neser atoya mi'achar she'ein inecho machmas moliach. Birei oisa she'etzlei u'shnei masur. So, in the case where you had boso and cholov, and the cholov is a liquid, and then the bosal itself was meluach, and the cholov was tofe. So then both are osir, the bosal and the cholov. Why? Because the bosal is meluach. So mele, even though the cholov is tofel, but since the boso is moluach, so boso has the capacity of being mavliya in the cholov. So the cholov, he absorbs part by minute particles of the boso. So mele, the cholov becomes osa. But the boso also.